So today's homily is going to be about an hour. Because last 6 weeks I didn't preach very well, so I did. No, just a few words about Mary. Okay, so because today is the feast day, Memorial Day, Mary, Mother of the Church. So why Mary, Mother of the Church? So that's the gospel reading. And also from our first reading, mentioned about Eve, Adam and Eve. So then Mary started from the first, the Genesis. So then the Old Testament and New Testament, if you look at the two figures, Eve from the first Old Testament, and Mary is she is the second Eve in the New Testament. So I was meditating on that. So why? What's happening here? What's the relationship between these two women? So then God, He chose Eve at that time. So He could be a mother for all, and He could lead us. So He would be a good mother for all of us. But what happened? So she didn't listen to the Lord of Word of God, and then she didn't obey to God. So that's why this fall into sin. So then what happened to our Mary, our Lady? So she is called to be second Eve. So God chose her again, another woman. She said yes to God, and also she listened to God's word, and she obeyed to God, so that she is now a mother for all of us. And also about the God asked Adam, so why, what happened? Why you are hiding from me? And then he mentioned that she gave me fruit from the tree, the forbidden, the fruit. But so I was thinking of the tree of the cross. What about Jesus' cross from this tree? So what kind of fruit we got from this tree? If we eat this fruit from this tree, the blood, the body of Christ, and blood of Christ, these fruits, when we eat this bread, when we drink this fruit of juice, so we will redeem. So the two different kind of trees. So then, and the fruit, foot of the cross, as Mary was there, so then that time, Jesus telling us, behold, your son. So that he telling us, oh yes, she is our mother, and also the church, and also he's saying that, behold, your mother. So he is telling us she is our mother. Our church means all of us, the church. So in English, if you write down C-H-U-R-C-H, church. If you left the C-H-U, if you take off U, C-H-R-C-H, this makes sense? No, isn't it? So then if you put U in it, it's church. So that you and I are the church. So when he said that, this is your son, behold your son, behold your mother, so that's us. So then she became the mother of church. And also he cares about motherhood. He doesn't want to leave her as an orphan. He gives us the responsibility of look after mother, his mother. And then also, Jesus tells us, I am not leaving you as orphans. I am giving you a mother. So then mother kind, you know. So this is the way she became a mother for all of us. And she is the model of a motherhood. And for a woman, as a great woman, it's a great an example for us. And also her vocation, yes to God's word. She is the first disciple, I mean kind of vocation. We always for in our vocation day, we think about her fiat, yes. So, and then what happened is the Pope Paul VI, he given the title Mary, the mother of the church. In 1964, the Vatican Council, that time, he gave this title for us. And then, and also beforehand, you know, that Fatima, the Vision, and Lourdes, and Guadalupe, there are many pilgrimages of Mary. Many of us already visited many places. So she is our mother. And you know that I shared with you many stories about my relationship with Mary. So yes, I have lots of stories. One day, one by one, I will share with you. So now to reflect about ourselves and our relationship with Mary and Jesus. So what about the fruit from the cross? How the relationship for us, Mary and Jesus. So, do we look after our church, our mother, or do we live as an orphan, as our mothers, our grandparents? So whatever we do with our mothers today, is our children will do the same for us. So just reflect on, where is our mother? I am a mother, as a great mother for our children, and also a great mother for the church.